Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Movement Sunglasses.
You bit of a twist at the end there.
That's how I roll.
I thought you were going to say watches.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host Nick Mason.
We're here. We're both here. You've had a haircut.
I've had a haircut.
Oh, you had your bloody ears lowered. Am I right?
No, I had a haircut. Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Way too expensive.
So just a very, very involved surgical procedure.
And to what end? Just so I could make people think I'd got a haircut? Doesn't make any sense.
Sounds like a fun prank show.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about fun prank shows?
Yes.
I should point out I'm not happy with this haircut at all. It looks like the Hawkeye haircut in many ways.
Is this a sort of a backdoor way of getting the Hawkeye haircut?
It may just be. You've seen the tuft at the back of my head.
You've got a little tuft, yeah.
What is that?
That's for your mum to grab you by the scruff when you've been when you're in trouble. You're James Clement! Get to your room! And you're like, Mum, what room? I own my own house.
So, yeah, so there was one of the Stranger Thing guys, Brusten Brennan
yeah. Is his name, Brusten Brennan.
So he doing a prank show with someone, like it's 2002.
Yeah,
like
right.
It's Ashton Kutcher. Mm-hmm. He's the new Cooch.
Yes.
But
look, we haven't read this article, in fairness, so yeah. I don't know what but based on the tweet, it's that he's going to be the show is going to be pranking people who are looking for work.
Hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. And look, as I said to you before the show, he's like 16. Like, I don't think, I mean, there are a lot of people higher up than him that.
Yeah, right.
But imagine though, you're going for a job interview and you really need this job. And then uh-huh. The guy from Stranger Things comes out and goes, just kidding, there's no fucking job, you idiot. But we got ya.
Yeah.
Here's a Stranger Things season 2 DVD. Not Blu-ray, just regular just DVD.
You mean this thing that I can get on Netflix? Wow. You can't afford Netflix, you don't have a job.
Here's what it is. Each episode of this terrifying and hilarious prank show takes two complete strangers who each think they're starting their first day at a new job. It's business as usual until paths collide and these part-time jobs turn into full-time nightmares. Murder?
Almost certainly murder, yeah.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
Go.
That's brutal.
Yeah, he's also executive producer, one of the executive producers,
okay, right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are adults who came up with this, I assume.
I guess so,
and,
yeah.
And running it. Maybe yeah. It'll be hilarious. And maybe afterwards they're like, here's a year's salary. I mean, I doubt it.
No, absolutely not. But I think, like, again, it says part-time. Maybe it's like a temp thing. Like, we talked about this
yeah,
earlier.
Right.
Like, maybe it's like,
oh, you're in a temp agency and you get a...
Yeah, and they're like, go out and stack these boxes for 2 days or whatever. And you go, okay, cool. And then they're like, but there's a ghost or whatever, you know. But no, there's a ghost
or whatever. There's a ghost or whatever.
It's a very low-budget prank show. It's like, hey, look, it's a ghost or whatever.
Hey, I need you to file these documents. And also, there's a ghost or whatever.
Yeah, there's a ghost. Just look, just go down the hall and take the, and there'll be a ghost or something at the end of the hall. Just act spooked.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you reckon it's going to be one of those situations where maybe sometimes the kid from Stranger Things is in like a prosthetic and he comes out and then he takes it off and they're like, oh my God, you were the ghost.
Almost certainly, yes. Now that you mention it. Also, all prank shows are staged.
Yes.
When you think about
and
it.
And prank YouTube channels.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's always like, have you seen like the gold digging pranks?
No.
There's a whole like, it's not so much now, but it was like.
More the 1800s?
Yes. No, it was like gold digging women who were like, I don't want to go on a date with you. Oh, you're stepping into a Lamborghini?
I see, right.
And then the guy's like, why don't you get out of here, bitch? They're all fake. Like none of them are real.
I thought you meant a gold digging prank in the sense of like I'm just panning for gold down by this river. Oh, I found some gold.
I found a stack of $1,000 notes.
Wow.
Then you realize they don't exist.
I found this Lamborghini in the 1800s. What a twist.
So yeah, there you go. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the prank show.
Me too.
Hey, there's a ghost.
Or whatever.
Whatever. All right, we got some news. The guy who plays Cyclops in the new ones.
Can you name him?
Visor McGee.
Okay,
He's in the one where he goes into an Oculus Rift world. Ready Player One.
Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
I honestly can't tell because of the visor.
I should remember his name. He seems like a very nice man. Mm. But anyway, he's opened up about the original ending to
I thought you were going
to
say
Dark
he's
Phoenix.
Opened up a shop.
Has he?
No.
Oh, it's just visors.
Yeah, right?
Just visors and skateboards.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Originally, it was scripted that Charles and Scott go to the UN. And he says, man, because I'm totally going to mess this up. They'll go to the UN because they're going to try to tell the president that, hey, we're under attack by aliens and they've now captured Jean Grey.
Have the writers of It's a Ghost or whatever, did they write this? Because they're like, so they go to the UN and they're like,
Hey, Mr. President.
Jean
Grey's been abducted by aliens or whatever.
Whatever.
So.
Yeah.
He actually says here.
They can change shape or something? I don't know. It's very vague.
This quote actually says they've captured Jean Grey or, you know, whatever it is we were going to tell him.
Great.
And then
Scott and Charles turn to each other and they're like, we should have practiced this. This is so embarrassing.
And then Jean comes down in front of the UN and causes this huge battle between the guards at the UN and Jean Grey, and all the guards turn out to be Skrulls. Because, and I suspected this, whatever Dabari, whoever they were, it seemed very shoehorned in.
Yeah,
and
they were
supposed to be Skrulls initially, and they changed it for the Captain Marvel thing.
Ty Sheridan is
that's his name, yeah. Okay, and then Jean and Scott, Scott is fighting the Skrulls in the fountain, and he gets thrown into the fountain in front of the UN.
He's in a fountain, and then he gets thrown into a fountain
in the UN. Yeah,
the same fountain,
no different fountains.
The famous UN fountain.
Yeah, from two of them, the dual fountains of the UN,
the dual fountains of the United Nations, symbolizing half the nations.
Yep.
And then the other half of the nations.
Yeah. So one's
next to each other.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh.
Is one worse than the other? Because half of the nations maybe aren't as good or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's how it's perceived.
So one nation is like the first world nation. One fountain's the first world nation.
Cool.
And the second fountain is where the cast of Friends jump into it in the opening sequence, you know?
And they've got them on retainer.
They've got forever, yeah.
They do 6 shows a night.
Does Jennifer Aniston need money or something?
You're talking about the Netflix
thing? I'm talking about Murder Mystery.
I watched it.
Yeah? What do you think?
I'm not a Happy Madison fan or supporter.
Yep.
And I haven't been for 100,000 years.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought. I haven't watched it yet.
Some good people in
but
it.
But I guess, because this is the second Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler movie they've done together. I think
they did
the switch up.
Aren't
or
we
something.
Married? Or are we getting married? Maybe we're on holiday as
I'm
well.
I'm thinking of one where Adam Sandler's got a gun and he's shooting it in the. I'm going to look it up while we do this.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, right. I'm actually in the middle of the breakdown at the end of Dark Phoenix. I know you.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I know we're all riveted by that. I can't believe we managed to break away.
The do-over. Wait. Yeah. No, I've said that, and the character on the poster I'm thinking of is Jennifer Aniston is actually David Spade, so forget I said anything.
No, they have done a movie together, though.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, right, and then Jean comes down and basically fights all the Skrulls off, and then blasts back off into space. She basically says goodbye to Scott and Charles, and then it's all over, I guess.
Well, she's gone, that's all over, I guess.
I guess.
Which one of us is speaking? I don't know. It doesn't matter, I guess. That's in the script. It just says, whoever wants to say this line can
say
it. That's
right, yeah. Yeah, so that was the ending. originally.
Okay, right. Yeah. And so that was a little too, I guess, Captain Marvel-y. And yeah. So they went, all right, put it on a train then.
Well, Captain Marvel does blast off into space at the end, doesn't she?
That's true, she does, yeah.
So mm-hmm. there you bloody go. Mm-hmm. Simon Kinberg has also come out and said, like, look, the Dark Phoenix thing was my fault. Audience didn't respond. Mm-hmm. And people didn't like it and people didn't come out. So, yeah, that's kind of on me. And maybe it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, he directed it. But a movie, it takes many people to ruin a movie franchise.
Yeah, it takes a village to ruin a franchise, exactly. As they often say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, like, what... But that's... I don't know, is...
What percentage did he have in hand in any of these movies?
Yeah, yeah.
We still don't know.
And what... I wonder if that's... Does he actually believe that? Or is it something in Hollywood where if you kind of fall on your sword and you go, sorry, that was me,
yeah.
Then people go, oh, I'll give him another chance. But if you trank it and you're like... This is all the studio's fault and I'll never... Yeah. Then you lose your career. So maybe that's what this is.
I think there is, yeah. Because, I mean, who would you hire on the back of this if you had to choose between...
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or David Spade.
But hits, yeah. Yep. He was in The Do-Over with Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler movie? There is one.
Yeah. It's what called Murder it? Mystery.
No, the other one.
You're only going to get Murder Mystery hits.
Just go with it.
Oh, okay.
They're on holiday and they pretend to be married or whatever.
Oh, okay,
that's
right.
That's what I said, I think.
Yeah, right, okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. So that's, yeah, all right. I guess the, you know, Adam Sandler, you do an Adam Sandler production, he buys you a car and...
Yeah.
And he's very nice, apparently, so...
That's, you know, right, and all, good on him. Good,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. E3 happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Last week we talked about Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Mm-hmm, correct.
You're a Jedi. I've heard about some...
Thank you.
No, you've taken that the wrong way.
No, I've taken it as a compliment.
I'm saying
as you intended.
You are a Jedi. That's yes. What I'm saying. Oh, okay. Yes. No, you took it exactly as intended. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was like kind of lukewarm on it, but apparently there's some the people who played it were like, this is actually pretty good. And apparently it's got, and I because it's from Titanfall 2 people, there's a lot of like big set kind of piece moments that are placed throughout it, which if you play that game is like exactly how that game works.
I see.
So anyway, that's neither here nor there. They revealed Marvel's Avengers cutscene.
Yes, they did. Now, well, it's made from genuine in-game engine footage.
Fuck
or something.
Fuck off with that.
It's
you
what
know
it
what?
Said. They wouldn't
lie. I don't
lie.
Care. I
nobody,
don't
nobody
care.
Nobody would lie at
I
a video
want
game
gameplay.
Conference.
I don't care. Yeah. I do not give
there
a shit.
There wasn't some of that in-game. Wasn't that gameplay
I
footage?
Don't know. Was it?
I think the stuff towards the end definitely was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there was some footage leaked of it, and you know, it seems fun, and people... But even people who played it were like, I don't really know. Like, I really want it to be good.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think it will
yeah.
be, but I'm still very much like I don't know enough about this.
Yeah,
except that
you were
some
saying
of the
this is God. Lines. This is the God of War guys.
No, right? This is the Tomb Raider guys.
Oh, yeah. It is too. Okay, well, I like the Tomb Raider games.
Did you play the last one?
No,
I played it for like 20 minutes and went, I get it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it was. Why? What's the breaking point for
it's
you?
It's mostly
then?
The same. It's like yeah you get a bow and arrow and you do a stealth and
okay.
And
right.
I really liked the previous ones that they did, but by the third one, I'm like. Oh, Trinity, yeah, you got to stop the because they're stealing all the artifacts and whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I remember.
That sounds thrilling.
Yeah.
Not so much the premise, but the way you sold it to me.
Sure. Maybe you just interpreted it that way because you're a Jedi and you're reading my emotions. Yeah.
That's the guy in game. He's like, there's Trinity and he's stealing the artifacts.
Maybe your dad's alive?
Your dad's,
or maybe your dad's in Trinity.
Who are you again? Lara Croft. Yeah, maybe your dad's alive. I don't know. I think maybe I heard Mr. Croft said. I don't know.
So
I'm just an old sea captain or a guy at a bar or something. I don't know.
Yes, that's right. Captain America dies, it looks like, on the helicarrier.
Or does
start.
He?
Yeah. Well, they say he returns in some form. So it could be he's replaced. And because I'd imagine they build...
Herbie the Robot.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like they build the core mechanics of that character and then go, and now you're Bucky. So those
carry
over.
Because
if you did Falcon, you'd have to add a flying mechanic. But
that's true.
But they all control differently and have different abilities and you can play multiplayer at once through the missions.
He could come back as evil Captain America.
I don't want that, Mason.
Why don't you want it? You want it in the movies.
No, I do.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I also think this is connected to the Spider-Man universe and that this is the video game.
Yeah,
universe.
Okay.
It's a few years in, like the Spider-Man one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there might be some PS4 exclusive
exactly.
Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, and that's a top-notch game. Mm.
What do you think of the character models?
Look, some are better than others.
Sure
some
are.
Just look like...
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Some look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Or possibly Guy Fieri. I'm talking about Tony Stark.
Yes.
Why does he look like that?
The bit where he's got the mullet or doesn't have the mullet?
Where he's got the mullet and the beard, the chin beard going, the whole...
It's not a good look for him, is it?
It's not a good look, no.
Yeah. But even like...
Makes it look like his head won't fit in the helmet.
Yeah. Generic Thor.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Uh-huh.
And the Captain America, like, body armor, I'm not super...
Is this a function of they went, okay, well, you need it to look like the movie characters, but we're not allowed to...
Bruce Banner is, like, exactly 2012 Bruce Banner.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The purple shirt, lab coat. It's the same.
But it doesn't look like Mark Ruffalo.
No.
But I think that...
They went too close.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think they're like...
For some of them.
I think there's a, like... There's probably a rule in likeness rights where you can be, like, if you make it 10% different...
Mm.
You're allowed to. It can look 90% of the way to being Chris Evans, and it's that 10%.
Yeah, right.
That makes it look weird.
Yeah,
because you go, okay, well, make the nose slightly bigger, and then move the eyebrow. Oh, you've ruined it. It's 90% of the way there, but that 10% is the key.
Yeah,
you know?
Some of them do look like character creation kind of ones that you've. It looks like the mobile game cutscene of Avengers 2012.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And look, to be honest, I don't care what it looks like. I really don't. Uh-huh. If it plays well, it'll be fine. It won't be a problem at all. So I'm not really too stressed about it. I just need to know more about this before I
Iron Man, can he fly for reals? Or is he going to
I think he can, yeah.
Okay, how far can he fly?
Well,
into space?
Maybe, no. Yeah. I think they use big open world areas like that you explore. Kind of like Tomb Raider. Like, they started pretty linear, the newer ones.
Uh-huh.
And then it was more... You know, you'd build a camp and then you'd go out and there were multiple directions.
Like an Arkham City kind of situation.
Exactly, but smaller.
Yeah, right. That's great.
Yeah. So that's probably...
What do you think of Black Widow's hair?
Terrible.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst hair.
It's horrible. Yeah. So, yeah, look, I think a lot of this E3 was like, do you like video games? Well, here's a cutscene for a video game.
Great.
I don't...
And people were like, we do love video games!
Cutscenes are the worst parts of video games, generally. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Because I'm not here to watch cutscenes.
No.
I'd watch a movie if that were the case.
Exactly, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
So,
precisely.
Yeah, anyway, but speaking of E3, there's an episode in our feed for HeyFam. People might have seen it. It's just below or above this episode, depending on what kind of situation you're looking at here. But yeah, they did a
complete... Or sideways.
Or sideways.
Maybe you've got some sort of sideways scrolling podcast feed.
That's right.
Reader, you know?
Or inversed. But anyway... Mm-hmm. They did a
maybe
mm-hmm.
you've got some sort of virtual reality podcast feed reader.
Uh-oh.
And you're flying through space grabbing podcasts, you know?
Like Ready Player One.
Yeah, like Ready Player One, exactly.
Yeah, that
yeah.
sounds good to me.
Look out, there's a spark coming at you. It's a computer virus, look out.
Oh, you can't go through this door because there's a skull and crossbones.
Skull and crossbones, don't go that way. Grab HeyFam.
Yeah,
grab the latest episode of HeyFam.
Yeah.
That's your only way out.
Yeah. So if you want an in-depth and hilarious breakdown, that's
those
a good
two
way
boys.
To go. Yeah, that's right. So that's in the feed. Just
terrific.
Just click on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to talk about the Doctor Sleep trailer?
Yes.
And a straight-up sequel to The Shining.
There you go.
I was wondering whether it was going to be like... it's not really the same universe or whatever, but...
It's exactly the same universe, it seems.
The footage, except for the blood elevator...
Is new,
is all
I think.
New,
yeah, it looks new.
The blood elevator is old. I mean, you'd have to get a blood elevator again.
Yeah, right?
That would have been so expensive.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, okay, can we just CGI the blood elevator? And you'd be like, it's not going to look
the
same.
Kubrick would be turning in his blood elevator he's buried
exactly,
in.
Exactly, that's right.
So...
there's a guy hired to just... There's a crank. He's in a mausoleum. You can't see him. But you just, he turns the crank and you just hear all this blood slosh. And then he goes away again.
He goes away again.
Every
yeah.
day it's a bit less sloshy.
Yeah.
Because it's congealed.
Gross.
Yeah.
But they have to turn it because otherwise it would harden completely.
It's like a cement mixer.
I understand.
Filled with blood and Stanley Kubrick's body. Yeah. Sploosh.
Sploosh. What's his name? Stephen King didn't like The Shining, did he?
Yeah, right.
Didn't he remake it, his own version?
There is another version, I think.
That
yes.
he directed?
Yes.
I'm fairly confident that's true.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, but this is, they're ignoring his version, it would seem.
Mm.
And Ewan McGregor is Danny Ocean.
Yes.
Who is the kid from The Shining and also the Ocean's films.
Great.
But not 10 or 9 or 8. 8. He's not in 8. He's dead in 8. Ocean's 8.
This riff has gone way off the rails.
Is this a riff or am I having a breakdown?
It's this is the second one. I was being charitable when I said riff. It's you having a breakdown. What happened there is you reached for a premise and then a spark came after you and it got you right in the butt.
It certainly did.
Mm.
What are you interested in this?
To be clear, he's not related to Daniel Ocean in the Ocean's movies. As far as we know.
I don't think that's clear at all.
Okay, right.
But anyway, so he still has The Shining. He calls it The Shining and then the new kid has The Shining. He's like, everyone who had The Shining, when I had The Shining, they all got hit in the back with an axe.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to get hit in the back with an axe. And the ship will live or whatever. So, yeah.
It seems to be heaps of people with The Shining currently.
Yeah. Do you think it's like some kind of The Force Awakening, but with The Shining?
Maybe.
Why didn't they call this The Shining Awakening?
It's been a very long time since I've seen The Shining.
Sure.
What was The Shining for?
Like mind reading.
But what was it for?
Mind reading. And you could call somebody to be like, come help me.
Yeah, right. But it was. There was never any... Has there been, I wonder, in the Stephen King, revelation as to what it is or where it's come from?
Yeah, it was probably a turtle from a dark dimension.
I was going to say, it's probably from a dark dimension.
I don't know, though.
Or a light dimension, because it's The Shining.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's a good point. But it's not a good kind of shining. It's like, this is too bright. I don't like
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too much shining.
Yeah.
That's what they should have called this one, Too Much Shining.
Too Much Shining. Are you excited for this?
Yes.
Me too.
Ewan McGregor, great.
It's Stephen
He's looking through the axe hole.
Is it the same axe-hole? Jack Nicholson was a real axe-hole in that movie, wasn't he?
You better believe it. And some say in real life.
Do they?
I think so.
Well, yeah. I think if you're famous for 60 years and do whatever you want,
yeah,
you're probably the worst.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've heard John Mulaney's story about Mick Jagger. How he's
like,
as nice as you could be for a person who's been famous and
screamed
at
for sure. Yeah, for that long. Exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
he just yells, Diet Coke! And then Diet Coke just appears
in his hand. Yeah. Uh-huh.
People should look that up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Another trailer, though, Frozen 2. Mm. Now, next week, I should just mention we're doing Toy Story 4. Apparently, it's amazing.
Not entirely
really,
surprising.
I am.
When do you think they're going to drop the ball? 5?
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing this. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about it next week. Also, I've got a couple of videos on Toy Story. One I'm working on at the moment, which I'm hoping someone else doesn't steal the idea for. It's probably going to happen. And then I'll put it out and then I'll... Mm.
Is it based on some publicly available information?
A lot of it is, yeah.
Then it's going to get stolen.
Yeah.
But best of luck to you, sir.
Well, maybe I'll make the better version. I won't. I'm kidding.
I disagree. I think you will make the best version.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anyway...
For a dumbass.
I was right knife for a second then.
Yep, that's right.
Anyway, Frozen 2.
Yeah.
I think this darker direction, it looks like it's going, whether or not it does or not, is a good idea. Because when this came out, like, I was a teacher when this came out,
mm-hmm.
When I used to help people and do something important. But he...
And now because you're in a darker universe, you want this to be in a darker universe. I see. It's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about me. What I'm saying is kids loved it.
Yep.
And like for years afterwards. And yeah, I right. think a lot of those kids now, because sometimes I'll run into one and they're all giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they threaten to
They're like, I love Frozen. Where's the Frozen sequel? And you're like, I don't know, man. And they're like, you better come up with a Frozen sequel. You better. You're not my teacher anymore. And you're like, one's coming up this year. You know?
So I think, if they're young adults or now, you know, in their teens.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And then you've also got the new kids. So I think it's...
On the block.
Yeah, exactly.
And they want it too.
You're telling me Donnie Wahlberg
accosts you in the street. He's like, where's the Frozen sequel? And you're like, It's like, I'll get my brother on you.
Which one? See, I've got more than one brother.
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
The one that makes the burgers.
The greasy one.
Yeah, the greasy one, yeah.
Uh-huh. What did you think of this trailer, though?
I have no connection to the Frozen movies, but... looked pretty fun.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It's got an autumn feel. Touch of winter, but an autumn edging. Is that the
right... Yes.
Would you agree?
It's winter on the cusp of autumn.
That's a good way to put it.
Or spring. Surely spring.
Yeah, I guess
Unless
so.
Unless the seasons work backwards.
Do they?
In this land.
In the Frozen-averse?
Yes.
Maybe they do.
Is it set on Earth or is it set in Norway or something?
Well, Norway's on Earth.
Oh, sorry.
Was that Mason? Were you doing a riff?
No, absolutely was. Sorry, I meant is it set in some sort of magical land?
Yeah, it's magical. Okay. It's set in the Tangled universe. They're the same universe.
Okay, right. Whatever, so it's a magical planet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Earth. Okay. Yeah,
but right. I'd imagine the seasons work similarly.
Or is it set in Norway?
It might be set in Norway.
Okay, right.
On the planet Norway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a Thor situation where you've got a planet Norway.
Yeah.
That's basically where he's from, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Just more brass stuff, but it's basically Norway.
Yeah.
Just more brass buildings and tubes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Frozen 2, Toy Story 4 next week. Looking forward to it.
Me too.
The other thing is Marvel Studios are casting The Benefactor, a mysterious and nefarious character. They're looking for a male actor, preferably Caucasian, in their 40s to 60s. They're reportedly required to shoot scenes sometime this year in Atlanta. The Benefactor was, of course, mentioned in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Wally Goggs was sent by him.
Oh, I see.
Steal a building.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what do you think of that, Mason?
Is that an existing Marvel character? I don't know anything about the Benefactor.
No, it's just in passing.
Give us the description again.
Nefarious.
Yeah.
And mysterious.
Yeah.
There was something else. I was
40s to 60.
40s to 60s. Yes. What do you think of that, Mason?
The Kingpin.
I think he's TV time.
Yes.
Well, he is uh-huh. from TV, but yep. I don't. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think he's.
Could be Silvermane.
Oh yeah,
the Cyborg Mafia member or Magia member.
Oh yeah, okay.
The Mafia for a long time.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
could be him.
I think it's Norman Osborn.
Yeah, right.
But
that makes a lot of sense.
But speaking of the Osborns, this was in the week.
Not Hammerhead.
Oh, I would love it to be Hammerhead. Are you kidding me? Does Hammerhead have to be Caucasian though?
No. Preferably Caucasian. Preferably, obviously.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't want it. My sharks have to be Caucasian. Everybody knows
yeah,
that.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise it's ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah. This is from the Weekly Planet Reddit from Mr. Tree Man.
Oh, yes.
He says, major spoiler, hot scoop. This is for Spider-Man Homecoming. So there's a time code to skip ahead.
Do you mean Far From Home?
Whatever.
Because Homecoming came out several years ago.
Why did they do that? Because I trip over it every time.
Yeah.
It should be called
Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Over There.
Yeah.
Right? Then you'd know, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Spider-Man Europe Vacation.
Spider-Man Home and Away, Spider-Man Neighbours.
Very good.
Mm.
Spider-Man Baywatch, Spider-Man Baywatch Nights.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Spider-Man
SG-1, Spider-Man Atlantis.
Very good. Spider-Man MASH, Spider-Man After MASH.
Yes.
What about this? So, it's a casting. So, I wouldn't say it's a major spoiler, but my mate from high school here in Melbourne is playing Harry Osborn in a post-credit scene from Far From Home, and then the movie after that. His name is Mitch Hope. I think this has been on the internet as well and some other places, but there you go. Mitch Hope may be playing Harry Osborn. So there you go.
Have you looked up Mitch Hope?
I did. He looks like a guy who could very much play...
Very nice.
Yeah, a Caucasian son of a Caucasian nefarious benefactor.
Very nice.
So there you go. That's exciting.
That's very cool. Okay.
Thank
so you.
You
think it's Norman Osborn. That's very... There you go.
I don't think or know anything, but that's what I think and know. Yeah. Who do you think it is?
Probably Norman Osborn, actually.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah,
It's ad time, everybody, and I know people love an ad for movement watches, no doubt about it.
I certainly do.
And we all love the expanding collection of movement watches, and we know Mason does.
I was going to say, this is how I learn about the new models, and we get sent some ad copy, that's and right. I'm like, yes!
You're currently wearing one as of now, and right, you right always here. Are when you shop, with a different style. But put that watch away, Mason, we don't need it.
Okay, Nighty Night movement watch.
He kissed it twice then, just so people know. One time in celebration, one time for sleep.
Correct.
But we're going to talk about the movement sunglasses range because they were kind enough to actually send us out some pairs. Because they don't just do watches or bracelets. They also do sunglasses. The pair I've got, get ready for this,
yes,
is the Rex. The colour is a tortoise and dark green.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Someone's getting a bit fancy.
I don't mind to admit it. Yeah. What about you?
I got the Navigator, which is like a squared off aviator frame. Very classic. Silver blue lenses.
Very nice.
Very nice, right?
And Charlie Clausen got the same pair.
Two identical men.
That's right.
Exactly the same. Between us, we do 1,000 crunches a day.
More like 1,000 crunch chocolate bars for you, mate.
You got me.
That's the third time I've used that joke. Once before the show, once when I didn't record this ad, and now.
Third time's the charm. Yeah. It's funnier every time, I think.
But nobody would know that I've done it three times, but it feels disingenuous. I feel to say. It feels wrong if I don't acknowledge that.
If you hadn't said that, if you just plowed through like you'd really got me, I would have said, oh, you really perfected that on the third time through.
But all those styles, they come with polarized lens option. Mm. So you never have to worry about that harsh summer light. And also movement sunglasses start at $60 with no pair pricing over $95. So you're guaranteed to find a style that you love with quality that doesn't break the bank. And they've sold over 2.5 million products across more than 160 countries
on this
planet Earth because their collections are always expanding. You want 15% off, Mason?
Yes.
Of course you do. Well, you can get that with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. See why movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection.
I will, thank you.
Go to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. Join the movement. Get some sunglasses like Mason and Charlie Clausen.
I always feel real cheeky when I put in the Weekly Planet offer code. It's my own offer code.
You
it's
son a trick. Of a bitch. Yeah, that's all right.
It's like I'm getting away with something.
You are.
Thank you.
Great sunglasses.
Ooh!
Do you want to do... We've got two things to talk about today.
Yep,
well, four. Yes. We're counting individual episodes.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to do Men in Black International first or Black Mirror?
Let's do Black Mirror first.
Okay. Now, spoilers because they're out.
They sure
just
are.
Watch them.
They're for free. If you've got Netflix, they're out there.
No, that's not free, is it, Mason?
No, it's $12 a month. What is it now? I don't know.
Who cares? Whatever it is. Whatever it has been. I think they put it up a dollar.
Did they?
Recently or something. Did you notice?
Yes. Because I'm a man of the people.
Oh, right.
Counting every dollar.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Don't you love it when there was a thing on Twitter earlier this week and you get it every now and then? It's like,
I know how much a gallon of milk is.
I don't buy that much milk. What's it, like $3? Australian?
This guy's out of touch.
How big's a gallon?
No, I actually don't know how much a gallon is. I think it's more than a litre.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't drink that much milk.
Yeah, because he just drinks champagne for breakfast, this guy.
Yeah, gets me through the day. What do you want?
You just drink a glass of caviar every morning. Just those black fish eggs, just slurp them down. Yeah.
Black Mirror Season 5.
Yes.
Three episodes continuing on from Bandersnatch.
Yep.
They're not related, obviously. The order I got these in was the Miley Cyrus one, Striking Vipers, and Smithereens. But that is not the order that other people got them in.
I got them Striking Viper, Smithereens, Miley Cyrus one.
Okay. I think that may be the general one.
Doesn't matter, though. I don't think there's...
No, absolutely.
There's no crossover references. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Though the one I was looking forward to the most was the one I was kind of like, that was a bit disappointing.
Which one was that, Striking Vipers?
Smithereens.
Oh, really? You found that disappointing? That's my favorite episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, which one do you want to talk about first?
The order they came out in. Striking Vipers.
Okay, Striking Vipers. What I liked about Striking Vipers was...
Two Marvel alums in that.
Yes.
So, first of all, Anthony Mackie and Pom Clementif.
And also the dude who played Black Manta.
Three alums.
Characters in movies.
Characters in movies, yes.
The leads in this are two, like, macho action hero guys. And it's kind of a very left of center. Like, I can imagine this role would be a terrifying thing to take on if you're trying to establish yourself as the new Captain America.
Yeah,
or the
guy
who can beat up Jason Momoa. So,
sure, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they handled it really well. But basically, it's two guys who go into a virtual reality where they play fighting characters from, it's Street Fighter, but it's Strike Fighters, and then they have a relationship, an intense relationship of the sexual nature.
What?
Yeah, that's
right. I didn't pick that up on that
really?
At all.
Huh.
Yeah.
It was a bit subtle. Maybe that's why.
That's probably why, yeah.
Yeah. Did you not like this one or? I thought it had the freshest idea of all the ideas.
Right. Okay.
Which are what I think I liked about it. Because all the other one was like, your mind's in a robot. The other one's like, you're on your phone too much. Yeah, and this one was like, what if you took on a completely different...
That's what season six is going to be. It's just Charlie Brooker. He takes a long drag off a cigarette. Again, it's the same guys. Yeah. I think we've reached peak idea exhaustion in Hollywood. It's just Charlie Brooker takes a drag on a cigarette and he's like, you're on your phone too much, all right? Then it's Black Mirror created by Charlie Brooker.
Yeah. And you're... Yeah. In this one,
you're in a robot? It's a girl in a robot, I think. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's this because there is that idea of, first of all, like, you can become anybody on the internet. Like,
yeah,
that's
right,
what
uh-huh.
it is now. But what if it's taken to a different level where you have the complete body and feelings and,
right, yeah.
of a character?
Yeah, right.
And then how would that change your relationship with people you don't know or know? You
right.
Know?
I think my issue, because I don't think anybody likes every episode of Black Mirror, but I think the ones I connect to the least are the ones that are furthest probably from reality.
And that is a problem. For
yeah.
This. Yeah, I agree. I like the premise, I think, more than the execution for this.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
It's... I don't know. And the video game sequences don't even feel video gamey. It's
yeah,
just
right.
two actors making out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
not
nice.
Even when they were fighting?
I mean, you know, for 30 seconds,
they're
maybe.
They're throwing fireballs and
yeah,
whatever
they're
doing.
Yeah, I guess that's
true,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I just thought it was an interesting kind of thing to bring up because if you go into a virtual world and
yep.
to you it is indistinguishable from the regular world, like the
yep.
Matrix,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you can have these relationships, is that cheating?
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess.
Seems that way.
Yeah. That's how I took it.
Probably depends on how your wife feels about
absolutely
it, I reckon.
It
you know.
Does, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, what else do you say about this episode? I don't really have anything else
see,
to say.
See, there's not a lot to
yeah.
it. I feel the second one, although it has... what I think is interesting about the second episode, so it's Andrew Scott, Moriarty
yeah.
from the Sherlock episodes that you don't like,
mm-hmm.
And I also don't like.
I don't like? I think I like some of them.
Okay, right.
Anyway.
Yeah, we both like
he
some of them.
He comes back on a laptop.
Yep.
But he's not, he's dead, really.
You better believe it.
He shot
but you
himself
don't like,
to
but
teach
don't like
Sherlock
that,
a
But you don't like that version of Moriarty. But I do.
I don't. Whatever I said.
Okay, right.
I like him. He's great.
Yeah, I think he's good. Yeah.
In Fleabag
uh-huh.
as well.
I think this is a great performance from him as
agreed.
Well.
Great.
Well, here's what I think is interesting about this, the second episode, is that the premise of this, the whole point of this episode, it's an hour.
Yeah.
And the entire point of the hour is the last 10 seconds where people hear about what happened. They look in their phones and then they just move on with their lives.
Yeah, right.
Like that's the whole, I feel like the entire episode is built to just literally that.
Yeah.
It's people that look at stuff on their phones and don't care about it anymore.
Yes.
But I think the getting there was a really interesting kind of journey.
So the twist is that he killed his wife because he was on his phone too much.
He's on his phone too much.
Are we going to talk about Striking Vipers anymore or is that done?
Well, we should rate it on the degree
yes,
to which society is a phone
yeah.
in this instance.
I thought it was interesting though at Striking Vipers at the end that they clearly made a deal where she could go in a bar like
yeah.
once a year
uh-huh.
and, you know, pick up a stranger and he would go into the virtual world with his mate.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was like are those equivalent, those things?
Right.
Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I mean they'd obviously come to that conclusion, but yeah, I just thought. And I also thought it was interesting because there was a moment, you know, when they kiss in real life in the real world?
Yes.
And one of them's like, it's, I didn't feel anything. And there's a
the
moment.
The other one definitely does.
Yeah, like Anthony Mackie was like, yeah, that feels like that maybe wasn't the way that was,
yeah.
that that went. But anyway.
Themes.
Sorry. have we got to rate it out of how many society is a phone?
Yeah, right. Let me think.
If we're doing out of 10,
yes,
it's probably like a 5.
Yeah, I think to me it was too disconnected from society being
yeah.
a phone. I reckon it's 3 societies being a phone.
Mm-hmm. They use the same technology from Playtest, did they?
Like, it seems that way, yeah.
Or at least
yeah.
an advanced version of
and
that.
And again, I feel like this is below the... I quite enjoyed that episode, and I think this is kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you think.
It makes you think.
But how much does it make you think, you know?
I just thought about how that's going to be in the future. I think it's going to be...
Do you think it's going to be anything like that?
Eventually. Probably not in our lifetime.
Okay, right.
Thank God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it would add a... I don't know, the layer to society would add. I don't know. I mean, would people would just live in there, I assume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to what end? But then again, what is real and what isn't? The Matrix. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
You better believe it, yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll do Smithereens then?
Yeah, let's talk about Smithereens. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, everyone was on their phone in that one, wasn't there? Everyone was...
Yeah.
He killed his fiance because he was on
his phone.
He was
on his phone, yep. Everybody's on their phones all the time.
Even on generic Facebook, and Charlie Brooker just went, just Facebook, call it book... Fucking
wasn't it Smithereen?
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was called Smithereens.
Very good. Call it Smithereen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a better name than what I came up with. That's why he's a creative genius.
Exactly.
And I'm just some fucking guy doing this.
Do people call Charlie Brooker a creative genius?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Dead set.
Yep.
Wipe.
Mm-hmm.
The
I think he's very good at what he does, but does that make him a creative genius?
I mean, in his particular field, yeah.
I guess it probably does. Like,
you know, could you beat Elon Musk in a fist fight? We don't know.
I reckon he could.
I reckon he could.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He could, yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the inclusion of the Topher Grace character as Mark Zuckerberg, but with somewhat of a soul?
That's the thing, because he came across as kind of like, physically he seemed to be like a combination of Zuckerberg and Topher Grace and also Jack, the CEO of Twitter. Like, I felt they drew a lot from that. But I thought it was odd that he had any humanity at all. Like, it strikes me odd as being like a tech CEO who has any human whatsoever.
Do you think it would have been more interesting if he just didn't? Like, maybe he'd had the conversations and he tried to talk him down, but then it was more like, well, I need to do this for my company more than...
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, else. Like, yeah. I feel like... It was odd to inject any humanity at all into that kind of character.
Yeah.
I would have... I when I saw that character initially, I'm like, well, this guy's going to be a soulless robot.
Yeah.
So I didn't buy it on that level at all, but...
I liked the fact that the company had got away from him.
Yeah, right.
And he was just this figurehead at this point. And even if he wanted to shut it down, he couldn't because there's a board and whatever.
Yeah, right. Like, it's just... Like Tom from MySpace.
Exactly, like Tom from MySpace. He's still doing it, isn't he? He's still on that bloody treadmill, isn't he?
No.
What's he doing?
He's on Instagram. You can find him on Instagram. No, yeah, okay, you do. He's just that, yeah. He cashed out
became a music thing?
No, he sold it to Rupert Murdoch. Ugh. And he cashed out at the correct time.
It's a good way to kill it.
I think so too. And now he's...
Maybe that's what Topher Grace should have done.
Yeah, right? And he's on Instagram and he's just like, he flies around the world taking photographs of stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
Look at this photograph, he says.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you ever seen like an actual video of Mark Zuckerberg, like it's not... He's a lizard or a robot, as people say. Yeah. I mean, he's not really, obviously. But what if he is what I'm saying. Because he's on his phone too much.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, probably.
He's on his phone too much.
Yeah.
I've never seen him on a phone.
That's probably true. He was going to run for president, it seemed, at one point.
Yeah, I remember that. It was really good.
Can't let the guy who runs Facebook and have everybody's data be president. But then again, apparently anybody can be president.
It was just him, like, visiting farmers.
Yeah.
Being like, what do you do here?
I agree.
I'll also dig a hole.
Yeah.
Hand me that surgically clean spade. Yeah.
What's this big spoon you're using? Yeah.
I can't fit this in my mouth. Nom, nom, nom. I'm a weird alien man. Nah, good on him.
Yeah. But did you see that thing? Like, they were not removing deepfakes from Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And so somebody...
Oh, deepfaked him.
Yeah, and so they made one of him. And it's interesting to see whether that shifts his thinking.
Yeah, right.
I mean, probably not, but it's a good way to get his attention, I guess. Or you could take someone hostage in a car. That's what we're talking about, isn't it?
We're talking about Smithereens, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was never... a mystery to me that he looked at his phone and killed his fiance.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
So when they're like, when they revealed it, I'm like, yeah, we all know.
We all
figured it
We've
out.
We've seen Black Mirror before. That's what should have happened. They should have been like, the police should have been like, he's in a car and he's got a hostage and he's got a gun and he wants to talk to the CEO of a social media company. He killed his wife because he was on the phone too much. You've seen Black Mirror, right? That's what's happened here. He's accidentally killed his wife because he was too much phone.
Too much phone, yeah. So I think... in that respect, yeah, I just didn't fight. Again, I thought he was good, and the guy who took hostage was good, and I liked Topher Grace in it, and everybody, and like the cops were in it were good, and whatever. And the people who worked for
Yeah.
Zuckerberg and filtering through multiple cops and board members and whatever.
Do you think if you'd seen any of these episodes many years ago, like prior to the original season of Black Mirror, would you have been like, whoa?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Because you definitely go into it with a certain like, okay, what's this? What's the
Yeah, I think we were talking about that. Twist, when, yeah. Like as soon as you, is when you watch an episode, of, when I watch an episode of Black Mirror now, as soon as a new piece of technology is introduced, I'm like, well, obviously their brain's in the machine now.
Yeah,
you know,
right, yeah.
Obviously he killed his wife.
Yeah.
He's looked at his phone too much.
Too much, yeah.
He's sad. He's gonna take somebody's hostage in the building, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
What I thought was interesting about this one, though, was the way the onlookers were kind of telling the story and almost dictating the scenario from what was then released online.
Yeah, right.
Which
uh-huh.
is pretty, you know, a lot of how, you know, what goes on now. There's riots and protests in Hong Kong, and a lot of that is being fed back into social media, and people are kind of keeping track of it. And,
oh,
you know what I mean? I know. It's
this,
like
this podcast itself has gotten quite political.
That's right.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, that situation in Hong Kong, not good. I'd go as far to say that, well, Mason. I'm taking a stand.
I think it's settled now.
Is it?
I think so. I think they reached an agreement.
Yeah, we'll see.
If you're listening right now from
My mate
Hong
Limmer
Kong,
lives in Hong Kong.
Well, if you're listening, Limmer,
yeah.
And things haven't sorted themselves out by now, throw a rock for us.
Yeah,
just throw a big old rock.
Any direction,
half a brick doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, I just because I think it seems like China.
Into Causeway Bay. It's a place in Hong Kong.
Very good. But I think China like edging their way in that, and they'll get there eventually.
Right.
They'll play the long game if they have to. But you know, what do I know about international affairs? Nothing. Yeah. Anyway, no one in China can get this, I guess, because they've got their own social media platforms and they've got their own Facebook and Google.
We should get on
that.
We should get on WeChat.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
WII? They just stole that from Nintendo?
Yes.
Good on them. That's bold. I respect it. I found this episode, like all the others, in this, there was an uplifting kind of ending. Compared to
these
a lot
are
of the last
quite
ones, yeah.
uplifting, aren't they?
I mean, the end of Striking Vipers, all the characters kind of get what they want. I mean, it's an unconventional kind of relationship, but they,
yeah, right.
you know, they have an
That's
understanding.
True. Yep. Uh-huh.
This one, the guy gets shot, but he gets the daughter. He gets the information on the daughter for the lady
yeah. he met. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I like.
We don't really know who gets shot at the end of this though.
The guy, right?
Or the hostage.
I just assumed it was the guy. Was
wow.
it?
Wow! Guess what? I've engrimified that ending for you.
Can't wait
mm-hmm.
to rewatch this.
Yes,
or just skip to the end and go, nah, that's not what happened.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
maybe I may have turned away from the screen for up to a minute. So
yeah,
who knows?
Fine. Yeah, that's so Black Mirror.
That's right.
You're allowed to in Black Mirror.
I looked at my toaster.
Why?
I was toasting something.
Oh,
yeah.
And
it turned out great.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it killed my wife.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you threw it in the bath with her.
Yes, exactly.
So.
And I'm being led away in handcuffs. I'm like, I blame Black Mirror. This is society's fault.
I looked at my toaster for too long. It influenced me.
I want to talk to the CEO of Cambrook.
Mason put his hands behind his back. To
I mimed it.
Yeah. He mimed it. This is why we got to film it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Smithereens was good performances, kind of standard.
But that's the thing. I think it's interesting that they went as far as they did, again, for the smallest possible payoff.
Mm.
I don't think dramatic. Like, I think the point was small, but I think just the idea that, you know, some very small instances can spill out into a huge problem in someone's life,
yeah,
and then it can all amount to nothing at the end. Yeah. I thought that was kind
which
of interesting.
Which is generally how things,
yeah, for
operate.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean, because how many people or things get remembered, or even get remembered like they actually happened? I think this point in history is going to be really interesting when people can dig back through the rubble,
yeah,
in 12 years.
Yes,
and you can piece most of it together, probably. Mm-hmm.
James is calling it, by the way.
Yeah, 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do Rachel, Jack, and Ashley?
No, let's just do two episodes.
Okay. Oh, by the way, 10 out of 10
Oh, absolutely. Maybe even 11 out of 10 Society's Phone.
Even though it was the modern day.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm talking about. That's how I'm ranking them.
Yeah. Even though they went out of their way to make it like that. They were like, I want to do a modern day one. So, yeah, just like our Bandersnatch was like, we want to do an 80s one. So, yeah, it was so Society's Phone.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How many of the other ones have been modern day? The first one with the president? The Waldo moment could have been done modern day.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's others.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Rachel.
Wait, did I have another thought about that? No, just that'll do it.
He's good, that dude.
Andrew Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. And you were talking about earlier how the kids, you know, the kids, the narration was moved on when they're like, he doesn't have a gun. And then they moved in on him. Mm. But that was cool.
Me too.
Yes.
Maybe I did like this one more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Anyway, Rachel, Jack and Ashley too. The Miley Cyrus.
The Miley Cyrus episode.
Yeah. She's good.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think I've seen her act in anything except maybe clips of Hannah Montana.
All the episodes of Hannah Montana you've watched.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Every time I come over, you're watching your Hannah Montana box set.
What else am I doing?
Good question.
Looking at my toaster.
You never know when I'm going to jump in your window and fling it at you.
Mm. Yeah, again, I thought there was kind of nothing new here, like technological-wise.
And no, I mean, it's...
Because it's like, you're in a robot and it's controlled your mind.
It's White Christmas light, in a way.
Exactly. And I guess there is that element of we can... extract songs from your mind.
Yeah.
But I also, with that technology, that was so vague. Like Miley Cyrus was screaming like Joey Ramone in her head or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they take it out and they're like, just turn that up a bit. Then it's like, everyone's having a rainbow day or whatever. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And but then
if somebody could auto-tune that, that would be great.
But it's...
Rainbow day.
I don't think you need to auto-tune it.
Yeah,
they
go
together perfectly.
I think so.
But why even steal them from her mind? Just write new songs.
Just write new songs, exactly. If they're going to tweak them to that degree,
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, but I enjoyed the jaded pop star element and the aunt was running her life and the medication. Though the things outside of the technology I kind of found more interesting than than the actual... technology element of it. Yeah.
I thought it was fascinating that the robot version of her was very willing to pull the plug on her.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Big time.
Well, I guess it was her.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Would you reckon the robot version of you in a toaster would pull the plug on you?
No, I'd probably fling that toaster at somebody else.
Yeah.
A deserving member of the public, you know?
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I enjoyed a lot is the version of the Nine Inch Nails songs that had been... transformed into family friendly pop songs. I thought it was fun.
Was that what they were? Were they Nine Inch Nails songs?
They were two Nine Inch Nails. If you go to the credits, I think it says with thanks to Trent Reznor because they got at the end she sings Head Like a Hole in the club, but two songs got tweaked into like pop songs,
like actual Nine Inch Nails songs.
Yes,
not ones he wrote specifically for.
No, they're old ones.
I didn't know that. There you go.
Yeah.
Trent Reznor. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, this one was also uplifting because you got to be a grunge pop star at the end and be like, I don't like my aunt very much.
Do you think there is some sort of studio pressure or net pressure from Netflix to be like, you've got to give us some uplifting ones?
Maybe. I think maybe that's just Charlie Brooker's outlook now even.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe
it's pretty grim now.
Yeah, so maybe I should cheer some people up. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We should ask him on Twitter.
You reckon he'll listen
maybe.
To us?
Maybe.
I reckon he will. It's probably on his phone.
Well,
right now.
He wouldn't listen to us any more than he'd listen to anybody else.
Well, that's true.
But I think it'd be nice to maybe ask him about it.
I think that just might be his.
And
general...
we can ask famous people about things.
That's true.
Now on Twitter.
That's right.
Black
directly.
Mirror.
Black Mirror. Black we can Mirror. Challenge Tom Cruise to the Octagon. Or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What was going on there? Yeah. Apparently he didn't mean it. But what I think was, he just got super high and thought that would be a good idea.
To challenge Tom Cruise, right, okay.
Or thought it was funny.
Right.
I mean, I know this has been talked to death, and it's never going to happen, and Tom Cruise didn't respond. But Tom Cruise would kill Justin Bieber.
I reckon Bieber's got some rage in him, though.
No, I reckon, look, apparently Bieber trains, but he probably trains with guys who wouldn't really want to hit him. And I think Tom Cruise, even though he's older... is insane.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I think.
And you're telling me a guy who dedicates himself to literally everything and anything.
Right. Well, see, that's
the
thing.
He wouldn't do it, because why would he?
No, exactly. There's no point.
Yeah.
But I think if you gave... Tom Cruise is like Batman in the sense that if you gave him enough prep time, 100% he would win.
Exactly.
But I think if you squared him off right now, I think Bieber might win. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think he would.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Cruise is insane.
No, I'm well aware, but I'm just saying, if you were like, hey, Tom Cruise, you got to fight Bieber MMA style in 3 months.
He probably doesn't have like a neck hold and it's the specific.
That's what I'm talking about. But I think if you got him to, if you're like, yeah, 3 months, you're going to have to do this, I think he would be a machine.
Yeah.
But I think right now, I think Bieber would come at him.
Yeah.
And I think he'd have been a good chance.
They're both not big.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would say Tom Cruise is probably stronger and would weigh more.
That's true.
Yeah.
But skill plays a part also.
Yeah, I know that. I'm aware of that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's neither here nor there.
Correct.
Anyway, this one was... I didn't mind all of these.
Mm.
I think there was not... My favorite from the last season was... it's the 80s, but you're in a computer.
San Junipero.
Yeah, that one.
Was that last season? No, surely not.
I don't know.
That was a previous season, I think. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Using technology.
I think that was 4.
I'm doing this on my phone, Black Mirror.
Oh. Yeah, so I don't think any of these kind of blew me away.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's better than The Twilight Zone. And it's
true.
And it's a pretty consistent series.
Yes. Season 4.
Yep.
USS Callister.
Yep.
Archangel.
Oh, yeah, right. It's from
which
3.
Which is the daughter.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That Jodie Foster directed that one.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Crocodile, which is the crime one.
Yeah.
The lady, yeah, the Columbo-style lady who investigates a crime too far to her detriment.
And then the hamster told everybody the secrets.
Exactly.
How do you get the information out of a hamster? Hamster, what did you see? I want you to think back to when this baby was murdered.
I saw a murder of a hamster. This is also set in a parallel universe where hamsters are sentient and can talk. We all talk like this. Yeah. Black Mirror. We're also aware of this TV show, Black Mirror. Yeah. Hang the DJ, which is the two people attempt to date together, but it turns out they're just an algorithm.
That was a cracking season.
That's, yeah, Metalhead.
That, I love Metalhead.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that one, but I really enjoy that one. And then Black Museum, which is kind of the clip show.
Yeah.
It's not a clip show at all, but it's kind of, that's the one where they're like, it's all in the same universe. What do you think about
that? That one I wasn't super keen on.
Yeah, right.
But all those other ones.
Yeah.
Real good. Oh, this... no, it wasn't as good as last season.
It really wasn't.
Yeah.
No. Look, I don't know.
I want to go back to the Metalheadiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Because was it the whole world or was it just that town? What was it?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Well, it was going to be drones initially.
Yeah.
Like something like, so piloted drones.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd cut back to that guy who was chasing her and then he'd go and
just scratching his balls.
Or bath his kid. And
then scratch his balls.
Yeah, scratch his balls. Like he was just living a normal life.
Yeah, right.
I find that really fascinating.
Mm.
Anyway, is that enough of this?
I think so.
How much was Miley Cyrus' phone?
Like 2 out of 10. I'm saying that, like...
I mean, you're learning dance moves off your phone and your robot. That's got to count for something.
But I also don't have an entire human being's copied personality in my phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Just waiting to, like, flick a switch and then they live in my phone.
If you destroy your toaster, I can all upload itself to your phone.
Oh, my God.
Before you get the chance.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm. And then all my text will come out burnt. Yeah,
that's right. Or it's going to get into your bloody hot water bed and cook you alive.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon 2 out of 10. And again, it was meant to be, you know, relatively modern day, but that I think what killed it for me is the
extracting songs
out of her mind. Yeah.
Don't disagree.
Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, we have a new technology to get songs out of people's brains when they're in a coma.
Yeah.
When did that occur?
Well, they also put a robot into a person into a robot.
I guess that's true, yeah. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Men in Black International.
Ooh.
Not doing well.
Isn't it?
$24 million US weekend.
That seems small.
Maybe 27. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On a $110 million budget.
Wait, what is... Okay, I was going to say, you said 24 to 27.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad.
That is bad.
The first Men in Black made $589 million in its run. Second made $441 million, and three somehow made $624 million.
Huh.
There's like...
But I haven't seen it. Doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense to anybody. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody says.
Yeah. Also... after watching this, I was like, I should watch Men in Black on a streaming service. They've been there for years. They're all gone.
I think I saw 3 on Stan or something.
Yeah, it's gone.
Is that?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So this is dead for
a while.
The
franchise, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem to market this pretty heavily as well. Did you find that?
Every movie I've seen in the last couple of months has had a Men in Black International promo in front of it, so yes.
But did every movie you see tell me what you thought the story was?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
All right. So, Men in Black.
Here come the Men in Black.
You remember the Men
and
in Black?
And women.
Black suits coming.
Yeah.
Remember, nod your head. They're back. They're in black. It's I was going to say the future, but it's not. It's the modern era.
Yep.
And we're still in the same regular Men in Black universe. And one of the Men in Black is Chris Hemsworth.
Emma Thompson is in 3. She's the new Zed or whatever.
Oh. Yeah. That makes sense.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
Cool. Nice. Anyway, Men in Black.
Yes.
And then he's the veteran, but he's as loose as a goose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
He's a hero, but he's resting on his laurels. You know what I mean?
It's one of those guys.
Yeah. He's got that accent. You know that accent he does?
Yeah.
It's sort of faux medieval British.
It is. Yeah. What you know is that it? One? Yeah. What is that one?
Where's
yeah.
he from? You
he's
know?
He's doing it in Thor. Yep. He's probably doing it in Snow White and the Huntsman.
You know it.
I haven't seen it.
Anyway, then Tessa Thompson shows up. And she's not British.
No.
Everyone thinks she is British, but she's not British.
How did she do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they have a Men in Black adventure.
They have a Men in Black adventure. Kumail Nanjiani is there.
Yes.
Liam Neeson is there.
Very much underplayed in the marketing.
Yep.
But he's in this quite a lot.
Yep. That guy in it
from
with the glasses.
Shaun of the Dead. Is...
Shaun of the Dead. He's in
he's
it.
He's great.
I like that guy.
And
he's
good
in it.
This.
He's in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones are not in this.
They're in a painting.
They're in a painting, exactly.
There's a 4-minute...
It's, to be clear, it's not a magical painting or an interdimensional painting. It's just a painting on a wall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a 4-minute Lexus commercial in it.
Boy, is there ever. Most of the movie is a Lexus commercial. Every time I saw anything in this movie, I'm like, is that or was that organically put in there because the production required it, or was it a commercial for something? I think I saw an ad for Breath Mints, and I'm like, was that just there on the wall, or did they put it in?
They
was
put
that
it in.
Product placement?
So it's whatever.
Right? No, yeah, right.
It kind of washed over me.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I wasn't offended.
Yep.
I wasn't like, this is outrageous. That's not the right word.
I've had a gutful.
Yeah, like it didn't elicit any kind of emotional response.
Yeah, right.
I think it's fine.
Yes.
I wouldn't say go and see it.
What if you're a parent with kids?
Nah.
Is this a kids' movie?
No.
Isn't it?
Maybe.
I think it is.
It's a there's none of the edge from the first one. The creature designs, there's some interesting creature designs, but it's mostly just like silver stuff and they walk through like a room that's like a big airport and all the aliens got like googly eyes. And then one of the characters who hasn't seen many aliens is just like, what's this one about? And then there's a big circular screen and they're like,
are you saying
there's an incoming transmission from the blobbity bloop system? And
if
we
you
got
were, if you
one
went,
of the Zandali cloops has got loose.
If
in
you
the
went in an alien,
blop,
if you went to an alien train station, bloop. Wouldn't you be like, what's this going on here? I think you would. I think that's a very genuine reaction. I think you'd be like,
yeah, I know, I know.
What's happening here?
But they got to get the squiggly dopes before the Kraglin gloops get
that's all direct dialogue from the movie, by the way. Again, it's Liam Neeson. He's like, you got to get the splabbity bloop from the, I don't know, just go to a different set piece and we'll sort this out.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not on any posters. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
All right. What did you think of the banter between and the performances of Tessa Thompson and Chris?
They're fine. They're good together.
I think so.
They're better in Thor because it's a better movie.
Well, yeah, for sure.
But they're okay.
Would you like to see these guys as like a new Abbott and Costello team, where they just go to different scenarios and they're in different things?
I would.
In different franchises. Maybe they could be the new 21 Jump Street team.
It's fine with me. Well, that's what this was supposed to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think would have worked much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I thought like Emma Thompson was good and, you know, Liam Neeson was good and all these people are good. I thought the Kumail Nanjiani alien wasn't very funny. I think he's funny.
Yeah.
But I think it felt like every one of those lines was ADR'd on later, like he wasn't on set. It never really felt like there was banter between them.
I think there's a couple of funny lines, but he does.
I don't know if it's him or just like, it's all of it.
Yeah, like I think it felt to me like a lot of the lines were like, say this, we don't know what it's going to be for yet.
Yeah.
So try your best. And then I think maybe they were like, say it a couple of different ways.
Yeah.
And then when they got to the movie, they're like, okay, well, we'll put this in where we can.
Because you know how they get Sean Gunn to do like Rocket Raccoon
there
and it feels like he's really in the room.
Or you're saying they should have gotten Kumail Nanjiani to sit on Tessa Thompson's shoulder for the entire movie.
No, just at least be there, because I think it would have benefited if he could... Because he's an improv guy as well.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think it would have benefited from... Mm-hmm. And they're all funny people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the movie
Liam
Funny
Neeson,
People.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he did that Ricky Gervais show, didn't he? Briefly. Where he's like, I'm playing myself, so I don't take myself too seriously. Because I'm in a Ricky Gervais show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember.
Yeah, I get it. I remember stuff.
I'm a celebrity, but this is a peek behind the curtain. It's pretty good.
It is good,
it's
isn't
that it? That slice of life that you come to expect. You know
better believe it, yeah.
Yeah. The villains were...
I hope that Ricky Gervais has some sort of program that cycles through podcasts and listens for his own name, because he name searches himself on Twitter.
Yes, he does.
So yeah. So hopefully we'll get a tweet from him. It's like, hey, idiots, yeah. Stop bringing me up.
He name searches himself and then asks the person if they're offended.
Yes. And if they are or not, he'll
Ricky,
tell them how rich he
we're
is.
We're not offended. Nobody's offended.
Yeah.
But that new show of his is all right.
Which one is that?
The one about his wife died or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my wife died or whatever. Yeah.
Though there is a bit of like, oh, I'm an atheist. He's an atheist.
Is he? Know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
God, but, that makes him different.
And then somebody challenges him with an atheist argument, a non-atheist argument. Then he gets to do his thing of like, well, I think, you know, it's like,
yeah, okay,
yeah, none
good.
Of these people
yeah.
exist.
When's but, Stephen Merchant doing some more stuff?
He did Fighting With My Family, that movie about, it's Order apparently very good.
The so, wrestling one, right?
Yeah, the wrestling one, yeah.
But when's he going to be in more stuff?
That's a good question.
Was the last
he in something recently?
He was in Logan.
It was cancelled?
He was in Logan.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That
what
was cancelled.
What else do you want?
Uh-huh.
He was in something that was cancelled.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what we got here on Stephen Merchant.
Mm-hmm.
44 years old. God, he did a lot of stuff young, this dude, didn't he? Oh, he's in Jojo Rabbit. That's coming up.
Don't know what that is.
It's the new Taika Waititi movie.
Oh, okay,
where
cool.
He plays Hitler.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's in Garth Brenghi's Dark Place. We'll talk about that the other day.
Yes.
For an upcoming caravan of garbage.
That's right.
Yeah. He's in The Good Place.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in the accounting department or something.
He's in Ant and Dec's Saturday Night.
Oh, yes.
Takeaway.
Oh, I love Ant and Dec.
There you go. So he's doing some stuff.
Okay, cool.
He's in Portal, the video game Portal.
Yes, he is.
He's really good in that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there's your answers to those
Thank
questions.
You. Good to know.
Do you think this movie would have benefited from the melted candle that is Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith?
I don't know. I think maybe it would have benefited from them 10 years ago.
Well, they did that.
That's remember? What I'm saying, yeah. No, I remember.
I mean, it benefited financially.
Yeah, for sure.
That, I
No, I don't know. I think maybe they've both checked out of this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So probably not.
Mm.
Maybe Josh Brolin, bring him back for some reason,
sure.
Somehow, with time travel.
People remember that, don't they?
I think so.
I mean, you remember it. You didn't even see it.
That's right.
That movie made $624 million.
You better believe it. I bought so many tickets and just didn't go. I just wanted to support the franchise.
I don't understand your life choices.
Yeah. Well,
but that's what you have to do.
It's what I have to do, exactly.
Yeah. There's a mystery element in this because they talk, we're not doing spoilers yet,
mm-hmm.
Where they talk about this event that happened where Chris Hemsworth saves the world. You
yes.
mentioned it before. And there was never a point where I'm like, well, I know what this is.
Right.
Like I immediately was like, well, yeah, I can see this is the way this is going to go, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Look, I saw a tweet before I went in that was like, oh, well, I wonder who of this person is going to be... the villain in this.
Yeah.
They were right,
yeah. Speaking of villains, there were aliens who were mostly made up of
star
stars
stuff.
Or whatever, and uh-huh. they get in a fight.
Yep.
And they chase you through Marrakesh or mm-hmm. whatever they were
yeah.
doing.
Uh-huh.
Pretty generic.
For sure.
It reminded me of the twins from The Matrix, Reloaded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In that I don't think they're interesting.
Sure. Do you don't think they had a rich backstory of some sort?
Did they explain that?
Nope, it was somebody made an assumption later about what their backstory was, and we never learned
about it.
Are
we talking about Matrix or Men in Black here?
Don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I did a deep dive into the Matrix online. This
video
week.
Game?
The video game, just to learn how it actually finished. And
was there like a good YouTube video on that and how it wraps up?
There was a Patrick Willems video recently
on the
Matrix
yeah.
generally, on rewriting the Matrix sequels.
Yeah, it's really good.
And then I'm like, well, I should figure out what happened after that.
Mm.
They're yeah.
bringing that back though.
The Matrix?
Yeah.
I would assume so at some
but
point.
But nobody can be told what the Matrix is.
That's true.
But here we go. Basically, it's a society that has collapsed and been taken over
a society.
By society.
A society.
Nobody can do it. But I can do it. But then, so they use humans as batteries, and to keep you compliant, they put you in a VR simulation that you live your entire life there.
Wow.
And then when you're dead, they just like dump you out of the tank or whatever, presumably.
Huh.
Some kind of
acid. You really explained it. You
yeah.
should have been there.
But nobody can be told. Yeah.
You should have been, Morpheus should have been like, no one can be told what the Matrix is. And you should have been like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
No, I can.
Nobody can tell what the Matrix is. But this guy, he's not bad. He said society weird.
Yeah.
But other than that,
mostly, if you get over that hump of his, like, maybe he was nervous, you know, because he's talking to Keanu Reeves, famous actor,
mm.
you know?
But yeah, He'll get you up to speed.
Exactly. It's quite easy. Then you can choose to get in or out of the Matrix if you want.
You don't want to tell people that? I think you should tell them before you make them take the pill.
Absolutely.
And you wake up
yeah.
in a nightmare future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this movie, let's spoil it.
Okay. Best movie ever, worst movie ever?
God, it's right there, isn't it?
It's right like, there in the middle, yeah. But we have to choose,
worst,
I feel.
Because
yeah,
I wouldn't think, recommend it.
Yeah, I'm going to say worst movie ever. I think some of the chemistry between the leads is pretty good. I think some of the jokes land.
Yep.
It just didn't seem, and maybe it's a function of we've seen all this kind of stuff kind of before.
Yes.
But it didn't seem
there
as
is that like there's an alien. It's a small alien. Can you believe it? Don't press the big red button. Oh, you
yeah.
pushed it.
It didn't seem as fantastical as the previous two.
I went to the toilet in the middle. I missed some, yeah. and I don't know.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's my new thing.
Yeah, it really seems to be. Maybe you should get your bladder looked at.
I probably should. I was in
there.
Well,
in the toilets.
Yeah.
At the cinema.
I was in there for like maybe 32 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. When next time you're in there, just knock on the stall, yeah. the next stall, and be like, hey, man, can you look at this?
Yeah. Sorry, you were saying.
I don't know. I don't even know, like, it seemed weird because the premise, if you've seen the trailers of this movie, is that Tessa Thompson's character has been looking for the Men in Black for many years.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I want in because blah, blah, blah. And I didn't really even believe that progression of like them letting her in. It just felt very kind of rubber stamp kind of.
Yes.
Sure thing. Absolutely.
So let's do spoilers, right?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So, and I also didn't get the sense of like, which is a real button down by the book, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I didn't think that at all. She was pretty loosey goosey with a lot of stuff and easygoing.
Are you saying so I feel like what they attempted to do in this movie is they took the Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones roles.
Yeah.
One's the straight shooter and one's a loosey-goosey dude and they just switched them around. They're like, okay, the new recruit's the button-down straight shooter and the new guy, the veteran is the guy. And I feel like they maybe didn't do enough with that.
Yes.
I felt it would have worked better in kind of a Ghostbusters kind of situation where like he's become this kind of...
Like Bill Murray kind
of. Yeah, like he feels like he's just a pest controller now, right?
Yeah, I also don't understand why he's like that. Did he neuralize him and go, and you're dumb?
Right, exactly.
Like they didn't, because for those who are still listening, because you probably haven't seen this, Chris Hemsworth was like the best Men in
Black
agent. Best
agent there was, yeah,
and
right.
And then the twist is that he defeated the Hive with Liam Neeson, but it turns out he didn't, and the Hive took over Liam Neeson, and Liam Neeson's running Men in Black England, and then, or Europe or whatever.
Also, I hate the idea, I hate that his name is High T.
Yeah,
I understand it's supposed to be a British reference.
Oh, I know, I get it.
But I hate it.
They should have called him Scones and Jam.
They should have called him Scones and Jam.
Double-decker bus.
Buckingham Palace.
Chips and vinegar.
I was going to say chippy dinner.
Mm. Getting glassed.
Exactly.
Some people ask...
Talbot Brexit.
Some people ask... Boris Johnson. Some people ask what... what... that guy could be running England.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but so some people ask what getting glassed is. We often get that question. It's when you hit someone in the head with a glass.
Yep.
Don't do it. No. It's really dangerous for both.
Mm. So but it's a fun prank.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But so Liam Neeson must have.
Auntie Donna have a video. It's called. I think it's called Another Night Out in Melbourne or something like that.
It's very good.
Just people constantly getting glassed. It's funny.
That's funny.
It's funny.
It's not real Mason.
It's funny.
So Liam Neeson must have neuralized him and gone, and you're a bit dumb.
Yeah, right?
Because they didn't really explain why Chris Hemsworth wasn't good
and
anymore.
They could very well have gone, okay, well, we want him to be a bit. But that's the thing, like, the idea of the neuralizer is you can get people to do and believe anything you want. So he didn't have to go, and you're dumb. He could have just said, never look into this.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't have to. It shouldn't have affected his
and
brain at all.
I guess that's why he made...
Unless it does?
Yeah, maybe it does. But maybe that's why he's dumb, because he told him, because he didn't want to be... Because if he was the best agent, he probably would have figured it out prior.
Right.
So I guess he made him dumb.
Okay.
It's also kind of surprising that Chris Hemsworth would have lived 3 years. Being that dumb in this universe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But he's still got the skills, you know?
Yeah, I guess he does. A lot of it's like reflex at this
and
point.
Luck.
Yeah, and push-ups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sex with weird
tentacle ladies
or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
So, Anyway, I thought Chris Hemsworth shouldn't have been given the position of high tea. They should have given it to the Shaun of the Dead guy.
Absolutely.
Because he was the
whatever
down.
His name is.
I'm going to look it up. Yeah. Like the rules.
And that's the thing. Like it was an odd turn to take. And I know they want it to have a feel-good kind of ending.
Yeah.
But it's like 65% of the movie was him going, "You're a bad agent, Chris Hemsworth. You're the worst and you'd never follow the rules and it's astounding you haven't been killed and I don't respect you and why does High T keep you on? You should be out on your ass, whatever." And then, like, start of act three, he's like, "I'm going to help you because we're going
to... Raceball.
We're going to help you because we're going to save MIB." And at the end, he's like, "Yeah, that's right. I nominated you for being the boss."
Yeah.
Why?
Why would you?
Why would you?
Exactly. How it should have gone, yes. Not that it matters, right? Because it wasn't even that good up to that point, was Chris Hemsworth gets nominated and he gives it to Rafe Spall.
Yes.
Because he learns something and he knows, look, I like being out in the street and whatever. He shouldn't be in charge. He doesn't like paperwork and diplomatic shit.
How's he going to be a field agent with Tessa Thompson in the sequel if he's the boss now?
Well, they're not making a sequel.
It's added an extra layer of complexity to my fanfic where I'm going to have to get him busted down to field agent again.
Yeah.
And then they've got to team up because there's a... incident in the Atlantic Ocean.
No, the Bloobity Blocks are back from the Flaggity Bloop. System.
Wow.
And they, there's the Fliggity Dump is missing.
Wow.
Because it's going to save the Scraggly
Empire, yeah.
I'm worried I'm going to say like a
something really,
really
offensive. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're going to have to go through these with a fine tooth comb just in case.
Yeah.
This editing's going to take a really long time.
It's going to take a real long time. And also, and I'm glad, kind of glad they didn't. There was no, like, at the end. The world's inside a chicken egg.
Vum, 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 vum.
Yeah. You know how you thought
vum, 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 vum,
the dinosaurs
vum, vum,
were extinct? Guess what?
Vum, 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 vum.
We're all living on a dinosaur's
vum,
eye.
Vum, 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 vum. That's what it is now. It's just a guy that ran out of money. And it's just a guy explaining it. While Danny Elfman's score goes vum, 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 vum.
Yeah, you know, the sun, it's just a big shiny...
Vum, 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 vum,
it's a shiny alien dinner place.
Vum, 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 vum.
We can't show you, but...
Vum, 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 vum.
Hey, the earth is flat.
Vum, 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 vum.
It's the bottom of a tortoise.
Vum, 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 vum.
Fuck.
Vum, 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 vum. Yeah, I mean, how many more things can it be in, you know?
It can't.
They can't. They have to be, they're all contradictory to another.
Because the world was in a marble, but then the world was in a locker room.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
Did somebody take it out of the marble?
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
Got some reviews here.
I'm ready.
Danny McMean said, "Watch Men in Black International. It was just a movie. Hemsworth and Thompson are good, but the franchise as a whole feels dated. It did feel like you're doing some new stuff."
No. We'd rather not.
Yeah,
even the title sequence was just a replica of the
What's
old
with
one.
That font,
I don't
Why
know,
is it different than the poster font.
It's weird, isn't it?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, is it maybe the comic book font? I can't remember,
maybe
it is. Yeah,
I don't see many people getting much enjoyment out of it unless they grew up with the original as children. David Stewart says, "I wish Men in Black International was swallowed by a giant cockroach." and this is also from Dave. Oh, I took two from him. Men in Black is two things. This is the first one. Weird, gross aliens and humor. That movie was not weird and not funny. 2 hours of my life I will not get back. Huh.
That's a good point, though, about the big bug.
Yeah.
That's what this movie didn't have. I don't think it had anything memorable or compelling in terms of villains. Like in the first one, we got D'Onofrio as Edgar, the bug.
Well, the sequels don't have it. None of them
have
that.
Well, that's because you can... Yeah, I mean, they had that lady.
Yeah, that lady.
That lady. Remember the lady?
What's her name?
Lady. She was very thin for a while. Yeah.
But again, that thing in the second one, it was the same with this one.
Yeah.
It's just an alien inside someone.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Again.
Yeah, again. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson was an alien. Was he? Great.
Great. Good. Yes. Yeah.
Also, I know.
Yeah, right.
I already figured it out.
Yeah. But I don't know. But that's... We got like nods to stuff. Like we got... Frank the Pug or like his kid or whatever. And we got those...
The real Frank the Pug's long dead. But
well, for sure.
Yeah, but so they... Yeah.
And
sorry.
We got those aliens that smoked in the original one but aren't smoking anymore.
They had to dye his fur for the sequel.
Because he was too old.
Yeah. And then he was dead by three, I think.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, the alien smoking aliens.
You know what? Have them doing CrossFit now. You know what I mean?
Oh, they mixed it up.
They mixed it up. They've changed their ways or something.
They're doing burpees over bar. I get it.
I guess we got...
Kipping pull-ups.
We got guy with a alien in his beard, I guess.
That was all right, yeah.
That's fine.
We got a motorbike, but it could fly.
Flying motorbike.
Instead of a car that could fly.
Yep.
Which we also
got. We also got.
Got
the car that could fly.
I didn't mind the train.
Oh, you didn't mind the train?
Nah,
put that on the poster. Maybe that'll get some ticket sales. I didn't mind the train.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a train.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind it.
Is it a train that goes through a regular station? Like a regular train station?
It seemed that way.
Huh. So yeah. Why is... Are they absolutely...
Maybe it's a special platform.
Are they absolutely sure that no regular people are getting on it?
I don't know. Probably. They knew when Tessa Thompson went into the Men in Black building.
That's true, they did.
Yeah.
Mm. But they needed an antagonist, I think, that had some personality.
Agreed.
Or that you cared about on
also,
any level.
Also, the antagonists weren't even evil.
They weren't
out.
Even evil. They were just...
It was Liam Neeson.
It was Liam Neeson in the end, wasn't it? And yeah. That lady who's in things sometimes.
Who?
The arms dealer.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I like that she had an extra arm.
She had two extra arms.
I thought she only had three.
She had four arms, I think.
I think she only had three.
We'll see, won't we?
No, because neither of us will check.
I'll never check.
And nobody saw this.
No. Uh-huh.
But if you do know,
let us know. If you tweet at us, that's our action item this week.
Yeah.
Tweet at us.
How many arms?
Three or four.
Yeah.
Three or four.
Yeah.
And if you have any kind of proof,
oh,
we don't
want
to hear it.
Does Rebecca Ferguson in real life have how many arms?
Exactly.
So we're
not that
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So three or four. And then
how many she has, comma, how many she has. Because I'd be curious to know if she has two arms and they added an extra arm, or if she has four arms and they took one off.
I mean, she's definitely got four arms.
Yeah, she's got four arms, yeah.
Of how many arms she's got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you at all surprised when it turned out the big blue thug guy was the little...
Yeah, it blew my mind. And I had to go to the bathroom because I was just so fucking blown away by it.
I think you have some sort of bladder control issue.
I was in there for 44 minutes. I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah, that's the correct amount of time.
All right, you know what it's time for?
Oh, what are we reading?
What are we going to read?
Right.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? There's a great movie on Netflix this week. It's called I Am Mother. It's got Hilary Swank.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the voice of Robot. The voices of Rose Byrne as a robot.
Hmm.
It's a bunker movie. Did you ever see that movie Cloverfield Lane? The one in the bunker?
We've talked about it many times. Are you talking to me or the listeners?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, good.
Whatever.
We are one and the same.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just like you, the listeners.
That's right. You're all half listening to me.
That's correct. While you do something else. While you play on your phone.
So, it's have you heard of this?
Yes.
This movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you watched
it? Sorry, I thought I was only half listening.
I knew you were.
Still
talking on his phone.
Take Cloverfield
Lane. That wasn't a bit. He was really on his
really
phone.
On my phone.
He's going to his comics,
yeah.
I believe. But no, I would... This is right up my alley of like AI and weird futures and... Did you see that Boston Dynamics robot thing that was fake where the robot fights back?
Oh, yeah, where they're flinging boxes at it and stuff.
And then it starts kicking.
So what part of that is fake?
The robot where it attacks them. There's a bit where...
But is the bit where they're throwing stuff at it, is that
genuine? I can't remember. There's a making of. They've got a great YouTube channel. They also break down like special effects from movies because they're all special effects guys.
Yeah, right.
I love the bit where they hit it with a hockey stick and it catches it and disarms the guy.
Wow.
It's great.
Wow.
Anyway, it's fake, but it's still really good.
Yeah.
I Am Mother. 100% recommend that if you like sci-fi and robots.
Look, I'm going to watch Murder Mystery just because I want to see...
I watched that after.
Yeah, right.
It was...
Fine.
They're different.
Yeah,
different
for sure.
Movies.
And season 3 of Jessica Jones is out. The final ever Netflix Marvel thing that is coming out. You've got a look. You've got a real puss on your face right now.
I'm not against it.
Yeah, right?
But I haven't finished 2, so I can't.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going to watch that, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
I want it to go out with a bang. That'd be nice.
It would be nice. I don't know if it's going to, though.
Mm.
We definitely look spoilers, and I don't know, but it looks, based on the trailer that autoplays when you watch it, it looks like we're getting Hellcat in some... In some capacity.
Oh, yeah, that's on. I saw that on.
Yeah, So should be pretty good. But again, look, I hope this ends well, but season two of Jessica Jones was such a letdown because the first one was...
I think that's when I stopped watching.
Yeah, because the first season was so good.
Like all of them. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But also, there's a DC and Marvel have got two big events coming up currently, I think, comic book-wise. There's Leviathan Rising.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about, which is some sort of... spy busting organization in the DC universe.
Cool.
And I'm going to kick off with that. It's Superman Leviathan Rising, because apparently It's a big event that's going to cover, you know, the whole DC universe, and then we're going to get a new Jimmy Olsen series.
You love a Jimmy Olsen series?
It's going to be Matt Fraction doing Jimmy Olsen.
That sounds amazing.
So that's pretty good,
right? That's two of your favorite things.
Yes!
What was the other series you were talking about?
Marvel has got some sort of the Black Order are back in the comic books, so...
Great.
There's all sorts of... It's real. There's a new...
We've got a lot of tweets about this, but this is from allegedly Colin says, with the leak of Weapon X papers, do you think Marvel may do X-Force? Did you hear about this?
That's right. So yeah, I mean, that's not an actual leak, though, was it?
No. That's it's a. I got a few people asking me, and I think I responded to all of them, or some of them, or two of them. So it's basically.
Well, now you're responding to all of them.
It's classified documents on Wolverine and Captain America, and they're like, what does this mean? A crossover, these guys coming back to the universe together. Spoiler alert for the Endgame, I guess, but it's too soon to bring him, Captain America, back, and it's too soon to bring the X-Men, I feel, into Marvel because they. Just done a movie last week.
Yeah, right. So yes, for sure.
I don't think.
And we're resting them for a
so
little bit.
So it's a comic, I would say.
Yeah, so it's Weapon Plus.
Could be good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I want to keep recommending is Spider-Man Life Story by Chip Zdarsky.
I did have a thought about the Weapon
X. Oh, sorry. Please continue.
Well, I was going to say, because Marvel tweeted some Roman numerals as well.
Right.
And I believe it's all the Weapon Plus members that haven't been definitively named in the Marvel Universe. Mm. So it was like 2, 3, 4, 6...
Okay.
9, whatever. Like,
well, that's going to be interesting then.
So, yes, because 1 is Captain America and 10 is Wolverine and...
Deadpool's one of them.
Deadpool's 15 or something like that, and Phantom X is 13 or something like that. So this Weapon Plus series is potentially the revelation of all the other ones. So that I would like a...
Yeah.
And again, I like it in theory, idea of like the historical... run through of the Weapon Plus program, but I don't know if it's going to...
Who was the proto Captain America, the African man?
Oh, Isaiah Washington, I think his name
What's
was.
He? Is he like Weapon Zero or something like that?
I don't know. No. I think it was maybe just called Weapon Plus then.
Okay,
at that
cool.
point. No, actually, no, it wasn't, because Weapon Plus was what it became known as after Captain America.
Right. Okay.
I think so.
Very good.
Yeah, this made up program we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Getting the details right is very important, I think.
To somebody, it is.
Yeah, to somebody, it absolutely is.
Chip Zdarsky's fourth issue of Spider-Man Life Story just hit the 90s.
This is one decade at a time. Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah,
it's terrific.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
Read them all. I'm not sure how. I guess they got in the modern day, but Spider-Man's now like. In his 50s, I believe.
Ooh.
But he's still Spider-Maning, and there's blowback from the Clone Saga. And
oh, no, yeah, okay. Yeah,
they bring back characters who are very old now. And
So it's essentially, it's elements of the classic Spider-Man universe, like the Clone Saga, except he's aging normally.
Yes, and they kind of do it in the era of when they did that in the comics. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get it.
So
Was that what you said exactly? That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, okay,
like,
right, yeah.
So Spider-Man, you know, he encountered the Green Goblin in the 60s as an example when he was a teen, and then the Clone Saga happened in the 90s when he was like in his 20s in the comic book universe, because he doesn't age normally, but in this version he ages as a normal man would.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, okay. Mm. Interesting.
It's really good. So read it.
I will.
Anything else?
No, I think that's
then
it.
Then you know it's time for letters.
Oh, letters time. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you, some letters, they're only a day away. Now they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
When we
sent us some podcasting equipment, some new mics and such, and there's a little like soundboard on the panel here.
Yes.
And you were like, we can put all sorts of letters, we can put all sorts of themes.
I don't have to edit
audio
them in.
Things,
I can just press a button.
Press a button, and you were very clear that you will not put the letters thing on it. So I'm gonna have to still play it through my phone.
That's right.
I was just dreaming of just like, you know, like in a bloody rock and roll studio, and have like a bit of masking tape over the top of one of them, and it had letters on it, and I'd be like,
just lean over,
bam.
Yeah.
But no, hope's dashed.
I mean, you're still doing essentially the same thing with your phone.
Yeah. And I still wouldn't be. What would be happening is I would just be on my phone instead, because the pressure to find it on my phone would be less and less. So I'd just be on my phone, and you'd be like, "Mate, so letters, letters.
What? Are we cool. still?
We still here?
Are we still doing a podcast together?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what was I going to say? I was going to say something. When we start filming, I keep saying that.
Yes.
Well, any camera recommendations, by the way?
Oh, that'd be good to know. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, we want something that's reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 3, and so the file size isn't crazy either. We don't need any 4K shit up in this place.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to see my paws.
No. Mm. I see them from here and I do not like it.
That's right.
I can't tell what's your eyes and what's your paws, Mason.
Does this look infected?
Just kidding. You look great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to say, do we stare at each other awkwardly when we're filming this? When the lettuce theme plays?
Oh, maybe.
Do I have like a graphic go?
Maybe you do, yeah.
I don't know. Uh-huh. I just put that on my head on the table?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is from YXNG Zebra. If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Could you guys talk about Chernobyl on next week's Weekly Planet Pod? I thought it was a masterpiece and would like to hear your thoughts. Yours sincerely, Robat Battenbat.
Very nice.
They've claimed it.
I haven't seen Chernobyl. You've seen the whole thing?
Yep.
What do you think?
It's really good.
Interesting.
You should see it if you haven't seen it.
Okay.
I have seen it. And it's about Chernobyl.
How do you feel? I've read some tweets and such and some articles that are like exploration of like radiation is not entirely accurate. How do you feel about that?
That may or may not be true.
Okay, right.
I'm not an expert. You mean in terms of like casualties or effect on people?
Yeah, effect on people and stuff like that, yeah.
Don't know.
Okay then, all right.
I mean, it depends what element of they changed. They were changing who died or...
Are you surprised that this is from the guy behind some of the scary movies and some of the Hangover movies, specifically the ones that aren't any good?
Yeah, a little bit surprising. Yeah, right. I'm also surprised that everybody's British in it. There's a lot of surprising elements of this.
Well, that's you know, that's a foreign accent.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. If you're doing Nazis, but they're speaking English.
British accent. Exactly, yeah.
We've all seen Valkyrie.
Yeah.
We know.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to say in the next couple of years, we're gonna find out that some of this was in somehow paid for by the fossil fuel industry.
That would be amazing.
I'm confident.
Yeah,
or somebody's friends with somebody who's in the fossil fuel industry and is like...
You mean the guy who writes scary movies, some of the good ones, not good ones, is friends with like the Koch brothers or whatever.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You know what? Now that you say that,
yeah.
Well, it's a very clean form of energy if you don't explode it, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, all energy is going to explode eventually. Like these fists.
Wow. That's a form of energy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not a lot of energy.
No, not at all. I'm so tired now.
Whew. You really worked up a sweat there.
I really did. Never before and never again.
Yeah. Oh, we should give people the heads up on this. We are doing a charity live show on the 21st of July.
Yes, we are. It's
tickets
true.
Aren't on sale yet. It's going to do with... We're going to save the planet single-handedly.
Absolutely, right? We are.
So it's going to be...
Well, us and Charlie and Will from Charlie, that's right, Tofop.
Yeah. More details on that soon. But if you're available on that date in Melbourne, come along. It is on July 21st, which is a... Sunday. Yeah. It'll be a screening of a movie about the environment. It's a good one though. Don't let that turn you off. But there'll also be a bloody live show as well.
Nice.
What have you got, Mason?
I've got an email from Beatrice Munro. The TV version of the TV version of What We Do in the Shadows has been my local streaming platform, and I've been loving it even more than the movie. Are there any film properties that you'd like to see made into long form live action TV series?
Dune, or is it June?
It's June.
Yeah. Oh, they are doing that, actually. They're doing a spin-off of that.
Oh, movie. Dream
and
achieved.
And also, there is a TV series of Dune.
There absolutely is.
Well, look, if I had to pick one, Stargate, obviously, another season of that.
Oh, yeah, another season of Stargate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think would work better?
Well, she said my thoughts were the Grand Budapest Hotel, just quaint shenanigans every week.
That's not bad.
Or an Edgar Wright show, but that's spaced, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I would love to see...
But a long form, yeah.
How do you feel about a Men in Black TV series?
Well, we did that recently.
We did the animated series, but what about a live action one?
Really good.
Would you think it would be really good, though?
I think there'd be more freedom there to kind of do some weirder stuff.
Yeah, right.
So, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd probably be too expensive.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the problem. What about... And that's the thing, because I think Men in Black would become a... I think that there would be a difference between like Men in Black, the police procedural, which is I think the way they would do it, versus Men in Black, it's like the movie but longer, like your Titans or your Doom Patrol.
I'd imagine it'd be a bit like Supernatural, like
Yeah. Oh,
the bloogity blocks are here again.
Yeah, right.
I got to get the flaggity dark.
Oh, yes.
Did I use any slurs in
that? I don't think so, but who knows? But I think it could work as a longer form kind of. Here's one long narrative kind of thing. Take him into some weirder spaces, build the characters instead of being like, he's the best, but also he's lost his edge or whatever. Show us that.
Okay.
And it, you know, give us more of their daily life or whatever. I'd also like to see a Hellboy TV series or a BPRD
series would be good. There's been rumblings of that. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon after the Hellboy.
But anything with like a big amount of lore that they pack it in there and then they go, now imagine what the rest of this would be like. Well, you could show us if you wanted.
That Hellboy movie, I think about it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, I went to the toilet in the middle for like maybe 52 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. But it's nearly good.
That's what I'm talking
about. So close.
That movie's solid.
Yeah.
It's very solid.
Anyway.
Unlike your stool.
You don't know what's going on in there.
No, I was in the stall next to you.
I was in there for an hour and 4 minutes, Mason.
Oh, yes.
So, I don't have an example of the thing you said, but yeah, that sounds good. But I do have a tweet here from Spud who says, which franchise do you think is more likely to be the first to make a good movie again? Alien or Predator? I hope Predator. I think they're more likely to take a run at Alien.
I absolutely think that too as well, yeah. Uh-huh.
They're not making another Predator for a while.
And also, I think they have...
And they are, I think, at the moment.
They've kind of put enough of a buffer in the Alien movies by calling one Prometheus and one Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
There's enough of a smokescreen around that. The fact that they called the last one the Predator and it was awful, I think people are going to be kind of gun-shy around the Predator branding for a little bit.
It was a terrible movie,
wasn't it?
It
was so bad. So bad.
It was.
Not a good
movie. I haven't seen anything this year that was as bad as that.
No.
And sometimes I wonder whether I will ever again.
Wow. Are you saying that's the worst movie ever made?
No. No.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe.
It might have been the worst movie ever made.
But considering what was involved and who was involved.
Yeah.
And what they, you know. Yeah. It's pretty baffling to me still to
this
day.
It's just, there's something about that movie. It's just...
Something bad?
Like, when you think about the final scene of that movie, where just the robot, the big ridiculous guns, like the suit forms around that dude and the ridiculous giant CGI nonsense guns come off. And I'm like, that epitomizes the whole movie. Just shiny and nothing. Because there's nothing there. Yeah.
Think of the worst thing
And there was
do.
A pedophile in it.
And there was a real-life pedophile in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a fucking terrible... I think about that movie sometimes too. And look, I was in the toilet for like an hour and 24 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But I got the general idea.
Yeah, the general gist, yeah. Yeah, it's the worst of a bad bunch.
Yeah.
This is from John Summerfield.
Okay, John.
Speaking of Jessica Jones, with Jessica Jones 3 arriving and signaling the death knell of the Marvel Universe, I get to thinking in Endgame we saw a return to the Battle of New York. The, Netflix refers to it as the incident, the only reference we ever really get to the MCU in these shows. So... his question is the Netflix MCU in an alternate timeline?
Yes.
Specifically, maybe one from split off from the Endgame universe.
Oh, they could totally do that now.
They could absolutely do it, yeah.
And they could also just do it in an interview with Kevin Feige.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't even have to explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing.
And they, even if they wanted to be like, yeah, but Daredevil's in the movie now and we've got the same guy, but it's a different Daredevil.
It's a different Daredevil.
Because Loki did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they can bring back anybody they want.
Yeah, that's right.
They want to bring back... Is Elektra still dead? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's irrelevant now.
It really is.
They're all dead as far as this
is
concerned.
Also, it doesn't matter whether they are or aren't in the same universe and they folded it in.
Yeah.
Because if they brought the same actors across, there's no impact on the movies from the TV series.
That's true, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to leave this stuff alone for a while? It's a shame because there's some good characters there.
I think that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got... Look, again, I think the core cast of all those, including Iron Fist...
I agree.
...is good.
But maybe do some training, mate.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe, you know?
I would Tom Cruise train if I was going to be a master of kung fu.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it would be embarrassing.
It would be so embarrassing.
I don't think Iron Fist is... I don't think it's that bad as well. As
I think I think season two was a step up, so...
Didn't see it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you know, just what you need to do, just think about it really hard, and as soon as you decide to watch it, they'll have taken them off Netflix. So
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, but at least it's got that great dragon scene I can look on at YouTube, right?
Yeah, right.
When they put the dragon back in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I think Alien will be good before Predator.
Yeah,
same. That question
before. Yeah. And also, like,
I think you can do more with aliens.
Exactly. Aliens got more lore, and it's got more. There's more out there.
Go to different planets and shit.
Exactly. Like, I think
you'd have to set Predator in the future to go to different colonies and
yeah,
stuff like
and we,
that.
Yeah, and we get Predator at this point. You know, yeah. It's a feudal society and they go out and they hunt stuff.
Some are bad, but some are worse.
Yeah, it's really not that interesting.
Some of them want to steal autism from the children or whatever. Yeah. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's the show.
They live in a society.
A society.
The Predator society. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you get it.
I said it, I know.
Yeah, you know.
Do you want to wrap up this?
Oh, please. Episode? Thanks, everybody, for listening. Oh, we bloody appreciate it. You know we do.
Yeah,
Just like having a bunch of bloody great mates over here. Just
it really is.
Just sitting quietly and appreciating two idiots talking.
Speaking of great mates, that other group came back. Did we talk about
that
last
week?
Oh,
that's right. No, we didn't talk about it last week. So we had a Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
11,000 members, baby.
It mysteriously disappeared with no warning and no notifications of any kind. So Andrew Levins built another group.
Yep.
It's got up to about 6,000 members. And we were like, let's make this the official one now, because the old one's obviously never coming back. And of course it did come back. So now we have two groups, one which has 11,000 members, one which has 6,000 members. What do we do with them?
I don't know.
We'll
there's one like strictly just like, these are the new podcasts, and others a chat.
Who knows? We'll figure something out.
Think of something better.
Claire will figure something out.
Yeah, she will. Or Levins.
Levins and Claire will do it.
Or some other admins.
Collings will probably do it because he's the best.
That's right.
Mm.
Anyway, wrap us up, Mason.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
For the love of Collings.
And subscribing and joining the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group, whichever one you choose.
Yeah, what are you up to?
Sorry, what?
The people. What are you doing? What are you up to? I'm asking the people.
Oh, okay, the people. Yeah.
What are they
to? Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, don't let me interrupt.
No, you have. I've lost my place.
Don't let me, though.
We appreciate a nice review on iTunes. We bloody appreciate it. Subscribe. Just tell a friend.
Yeah, man.
Tell a friend, you know?
Speaking of iTunes reviews, I'm going to bring them up again this week. Here we go. This is from Carl. It says, freaking hilarious and informative. Great podcast and YouTube channel. You guys are hilarious. The more we listen, the better it gets. I always listen to these around the house. Drives my wife crazy. So win-win.
That's what we're in for.
Excellent.
That's why we do this.
That's right.
To make your significant other upset. Who are these idiots? He or she says.
Correct.
You know
this one
I mean?
Just says, not as good as Do Go On, but it also says 5 stars. So
we'll take it.
I'll take them both.
Yeah. Uh huh. What's Do Go On, a 6-star podcast? Kind of.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks everybody for listening. And if you want to contact us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. You are Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere. I am Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and Nick Maso, MASEAU on Instagram. Follow us there.
Yeah.
Follow at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's our friend Rob Collings. You can also follow him at Raw Collings.
That's right.
Go to planetbroadcasting.com, sign up to our newsletter. Rob Collings does that as well. It's tremendous.
It really is.
People on this network do a lot of stuff.
Do you think he can be stopped?
No, can't be stopped.
That's right, he can't.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
He's the king. Let's see. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. I'm getting nothing but recommendations for B t-shirts because I bought a B t-shirt with a B on it.
Lucky for you.
Day. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
You're going to buy more?
Yeah,
I love the t-shirts. Swarm of bee t-shirts. Yeah,
thank you, good.
Thank you.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. Thank you to our great sponsors.
Yeah, that's right.
Movement Watches and Sunglasses.
Yeah.
It's real nice.
Whatever we're doing.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Next week, Toy Story 4.
Oh, yeah, the big one.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Forquel.
No. Quad.
Quadquel?
Trilogy. What was that word you said it was?
Tetralogy.
No.
Okay,
never,
right.
Never.
Oh, okay, right.
That'll never catch on.
C-quad.
Yeah, I'll take C-quad.
C-quad, okay, cool. It's the C-quad to Toy Story.
Quadquel? I like C-quad.
Yeah, it's the C-quad where everybody gear Quadril, up.
Quadril, the cold medicine.
Nice. Everybody go to your local theatre, get ahead of this and say, excuse me, I would like a ticket to the Toy Story C-quad.
All right, guys, thanks for watching the show.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And goodbye. This podcast is part of Planet Podcasting. So basically the world, it's a donut, but in the middle. I fucking know.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.